This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The case against former Fort Worth police officer Aaron Dean is now in the hands of the Tarrant County District Attorney. Dean shot and killed Tatiana Jefferson in her home earlier this month. District Attorney Sharon Wilson says they'll prosecute the case to the fullest extent of the law. KERA's Christopher Connolly joins me now to talk about what happens next. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Sam.
DA Sharon Wilson says they'll ask a grand jury to indict former officer Aaron Dean for murder. So let's start with the basics. What is a grand jury and how does it work?
So every felony case goes in front of a grand jury. It's made up of 12 regular citizens who hear the facts of the case from the prosecutor, and they make a determination on whether there's probable cause that a crime was committed. Now, they're not determining guilt or innocence, just whether the case can move forward or not. Grand jurors can also vote to indict someone on a different charge, and it takes at least 9 of the 12 grand jurors to hand down an indictment. If they don't, the case stops there.
So this isn't a trial, so what does the defense attorney do?
Right. So defense attorneys are not allowed to present in person to the grand jury. They're not even allowed in the room. They can give the grand jury some limited information, like a notarized statement from a witness. During the proceedings, prosecutors present evidence to help the grand jury make its decision. They can call witnesses if they want, and the grand jury can ask questions. The proceedings are not open to the public, and the grand jury's deliberations are done in secret.
Now, it only took a couple of days for Fort Worth police to arrest Aaron Dean on a murder charge. So something I've always been curious about. Does the grand jury process go that fast?
Well, usually once prosecutors take over the case, things slow down. By law, the district attorney has up to 6 months to present a case to the grand jury. In this case, because Dean's not in custody, he's out on bond. I talked to a former Tarrant County prosecutor, Sherry Armstrong, who's now a private defense attorney, and she says that in a general sense, they have this 6-month window so that prosecutors have enough time to do more investigating, to wait for things like lab reports to come back in.
There are some crimes that you look at and you don't need all that to go ahead and indict it. You may think, you know, I have enough here. I'm going to go ahead and present it and get it indicted. Because I think there's enough that there's probable cause. I believe they did this. And then you indict it and the rest of the things come in later.
Armstrong says in this case, prosecutors may move faster.
There's really not a lot of witnesses, you know, so it may not take as long. You know, if they don't have a lot to present, it could be a one-day, few-hour presentation, and the grand jurors may meet and decide that day.
If the grand jury does indict for murder, it often takes a year or more for murder cases to go to trial.
Now, my understanding is the DA's office has a special team to handle criminal cases against law enforcement officers. So will that team be in charge of the case against Dean?
Well, it's not clear. A DA spokeswoman didn't say which prosecutor has been assigned to the case, but Jade Menz, who's another former prosecutor, says she would be shocked if the DA didn't assign the case to the law enforcement incident unit.
These prosecutors have been trained extensively on the proper responses from police, the protocols that are supposed to be followed, as well as the opposite of that, like what wasn't reasonable in this scenario, what should have happened and didn't happen.
That law enforcement incident team is handling another case of a police officer who's facing charges for killing someone in the line of duty. That's former Arlington officer Bao Tran, who shot and killed O'Shea Terry last year during a traffic stop. A Tarrant County grand jury indicted Tran for criminally negligent homicide in that case. Men says prosecutors do have a lot of sway in front of the grand jury, but it's always important to remember that the decision to indict or not is ultimately up to the grand jury.
People need to understand that the police can do so much, the DA's office can do so much, but at the end of the day, because of the way the grand jury process is set up, it's their vote. So whether this goes on or whether it stops here, it's on them.
KERA's Christopher Connolly has been reporting on the Aaron Dean case. Chris, thanks.
Sure thing.